Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you tired of work? Are you worn out? Are you burned out? Do you really need, perhaps, to take a break? But you don't know how to take one. Well, you know, 2021 may have found you doing more on the job because of the changes brought on by the pandemic that started in 2020. So much pressure to do more with less, and it's finally hitting you. Whew. But what do you do about it? How do you take a break from work, burnout, mind, body, and spirit, without quitting your job? Well, joining me to talk about this is clinical psychologist Dr. Roz Acre-Black. Hey, Dr. Roz, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me tonight.
Absolutely. Well, we want you to give our listeners a hand. Of course, the lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, you can tweet me at HFisherWHUR. Or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. I tell you, this is probably the best time to talk about this, Dr. Roz, because we are coming to the end of the year, coming to the end of a year of the pandemic, where people are just flat out tired. What does work burnout look like?
That's a great question, Harold, because many people don't even realize that they're experiencing burnout. They just think that they're having a headache or that they're having stomach aches or intestinal issues, and they're not even associating that with being burnt out and stressed out at work. So burnout physically, chronic stress physically, can affect you, and many people do not understand that.
But you said it may manifest itself physically in headaches and maybe stomach aches, but is that the only way that it may show up?
It can also show up emotionally. I'm glad you asked that. You can feel very drained, unable to cope, frustrated, angry, feeling like you're on the edge. Like if one more person sends you an email and asks you something that you have already answered, and you're trying to find the most politically correct way to say, per my last email, the instructions are here. You know, when you are on the edge, that is burnout. You absolutely have to listen to your body and understand what it is that your body is telling you.
So in other words, you can't put in that email, per Nene Leakes, I said what I said.
Absolutely, absolutely. When we are stressed out, when we are emotionally depleted, our bodies will let us know.
Yeah. You know, but if that is indeed the case, because a lot of people are so hard driven that they may push through that pain. And they may go home and they may be dealing with the kids or the wife or the husband or, you know, everything else that they have to deal with during the course of that 9 to 5 that they're addressing, and they collapse into sleep at the end of the day, and they get up and they just grind away. Some people are really kind of used to that.
When you say some people, you're talking about me. Let's be very clear. So I know that life very, very well. But the truth of the matter is, when your body is tired, it will shut down on you. It will tell you, sit your tail down, girl, and take a break. So you have to just really be in tune with your body. Because at the end of the day, if it all falls apart, it's still going to fall apart, regardless if you are working to midnight to ensure that it's not, or if you're getting up at 5 a.m. to ensure that it's not falling apart. If it's going to fall apart, it's going to fall apart if you're falling apart.
Do you, in your practice, for example, are you seeing signs that people are feeling a sense of work burnout, perhaps more at this time of the year, perhaps, than they did at the beginning of this year or even a year ago?
Harold, let me tell you, daily I am talking people off the ledge about their jobs, you know, or about their work-life balance, where they're really struggling and stressed out. And a lot of people, since, you know, we're getting the vaccinations now, a lot of people are terrified to go back to work because that will completely change the dynamics of us being home for almost 2 years at this point. You know, no commute, and you know here in the D.C. metro area that you have no idea what traffic is going to look like. So people have gotten used to not having to fight this traffic in this area. People have gotten used to rolling out of bed and then just logging on their computers and turning the cameras off. So they don't really even have to get dressed all day if they don't want to. So the idea now that people may be in a position where they have to go back to what we used to do, people are stressing out, and they don't want it. They don't want it.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what it's like. I've been back in the office in September of 2020, and I will tell you that this year the traffic is there in full effect. It is completely there, and I would argue that it is even worse than it was pre-COVID, something for you to think about and take into a lot of serious consideration. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about workplace burnout. Are you feeling it? Are you concerned about it? What does it feel like to you? I'd like to hear from our listeners tonight. What are you experiencing when it comes to workplace burnout? And what are you doing to address it? If you have a comment or if you have a question about how to address it, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So do you believe, Dr. Oz, that some people are afraid to take a break from work? And indeed, is that the best way to address workplace burnout? Do you address it incrementally, or do you address it in large chunks? What are your thoughts about that?
Absolutely. Here's the truth. I would encourage all HR teams to really, really do some deep diving to try to provide resources for your people. Because if they are burned out, they're not going to be productive. You're not going to get their best quality of work. You're just not. And people, you know, because we are in this pandemic, people are fearing that they'll lose their job or that they will not get the promotion or that they will not be seen as a dependable and responsible and great worker. But at the end of the day, if you drop dead at the end of the day, there will be a job notice for your job the very next day. So we have to be very clear about what's very important. It is great to be amazing at our jobs. It is great to be, you know, award-winning at our jobs. But it is also great to be mentally sane, emotionally stable, and relaxed, and dealing with less stress.
Let me see what our listeners have to say about this, because I'm sure you have a lot of tips, big and small, to share with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about workplace burnout and what you're experiencing and how best to address it. Let's talk to Sarah, calling from Brandywine. Sarah, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling in reference to the work burnout.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, it's really bad. I, in the beginning of the pandemic, was home for about 4 months, and then we went alternating weeks, and then we went back full-time this May, and it's really been a struggle.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a consultant. I'm a contractor. So, you know, I make pretty decent money, and I just want to walk away.
That is not uncommon. Right now, we are.
You can make a call.
We are in the season of the Great Resignation. I don't know if you guys have heard of that term, but
yes.
Lots of people are walking away from their jobs right now because they are burned out. And the money doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't matter. They want to do something different.
I know. I wish, you know, I could figure out how to transition. I mean, you know, I have a six-figure job making $150, but I just want to walk away from it.
What are some of the things you're dealing with at your job? What is burning you out at your job? Is it expectation of work or the amount of work?
It's not. It's really restrictive just because of who our customer is. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we can't do at work. And when I say that, I mean, you know, there's no connection to the outside world, mm-hmm. so to speak, during that time while you're at work. And it's just, you know, it's just the confinement that comes along with this field. It's just a lot. And being home with my kids and, you know, going to school with them, you know, it was an eye-opener. Like, what am I doing? Why am I here?
How long have you had this particular kind of career, Sarah?
That's about 2015.
2015, okay. So
I started out in federal law enforcement, and then I transitioned, like I said, to a little more restrictive work with the particular client that we do consulting for, the government client.
So what do you suggest for someone like Sarah who has, you know, a kind of job that a lot of people would like, you know, where she's making, you know, really good money. And, but there is the kind of mental restriction. It's pressing on all sides. And I think this is the mental health piece. If she wants to stay, if she doesn't quit her job, and I think that's the thing that I was talking about in the beginning, how do you take that break? How do you find that release that allows you, Dr. Ross, to find balance so that you can tolerate and do your job well?
Great question. Sarah, I would encourage you right now to become very solution-oriented. So whatever it is that is plaguing you at your job, that's a conversation that you need to have with your manager to say, these are the things that we need to work on. Because if I'm feeling this way, I'm sure other people are feeling this way. And the money doesn't matter at this point. And if you want us to be productive, and if you want us to come in and really work for you, then some things have to change. Also with that, to answer your question, Harold, Sarah, I want you to schedule time for yourself twice a week on your calendar. I'm pretty sure your calendar is full with everything else, but you got to take out time for you. And right. I don't mean a mani-pedi. I don't mean that sounds like self-care, but that's not really self-care, if
right.
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I would encourage you to schedule time for yourself, take yourself to dinner, do things that you like that bring you joy. If it's a game night with your children, if that's something that you're missing now that you've gone back to work, then schedule that in once a week.
Mm-hmm.
At least you know that you have something that you enjoy once a week to look forward to.
Right. And you make a really good point. And I think the other part for me is a little bit of guilt, too, because I know that there are people across the country that, you know, would die to be in my position. Like, she's, you know, she's doing what? She's making what? But you want to quit? And it's just, it's the mental part that is really rough. And like I said, the work is not bad. It's just, you know, really restrictive to be at work, and you can't, you know, you don't really have phone access, and you know, if the kids' school call, they may not get you, and it's
Let me, and if I may, Sarah, because there are a lot of other people online. Have you ever lived in any other part of the country?
No.
Okay, well, let me help you with that. $150,000 in the D.C. Metro is $75,000 in Kansas City or $60,000 in Huntsville, Alabama. Don't feel guilty. This is one of the most expensive places in the country to live. Don't feel guilty about the money you make. You earned it.
Mm-hmm.
Let that go. let it go. Do not feel guilty about that. You have your mouth to feed, and you said children, not child.
Yep.
You said children, plural. So you have young people to take care of too, and down in Brandywine, I'm sure you're not living in a shack. So you have things that you have to take care of. Don't feel guilty about what you have earned and worked hard for. So cut that loose. Take care of yourself. Thank you so much for sharing with us. All right. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about dealing with workplace burnout. How do you address it? There are all kinds of ways, big and small. I am talking with clinical psychologist Dr. Roz Acre Black. She's going to have some tips for us, big and small, some real self-care stuff. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you are on the line, that includes Jonathan calling from Lanham. Hey, that's my hometown. That's where I grew up. Do not hang up. We're also going to talk to Janae calling from Maryland. Van, you just called in from Capitol Heights. Stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. So stay with us. And don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insights segment via podcast. It's posted on WHUR.com after 8:30 every night. And don't forget, you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety up until 8 o'clock. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This discussion continues in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about dealing with workplace burnout. You're worn out. You need a break. You're tired of work. You're thinking about quitting. Don't quit your job. Don't do it yet, because we're going to help you get through this. It has been a tiring year, tiring month. It's been a tiring week. It's the first week of December. Year's almost over, but we are going to get you through this with the help of clinical psychologist Dr. Roz Acre Black. She's here. The doctor is in. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you want to talk about briefly what you're going through, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jonathan. Here we go. Jonathan, there we go. From Lanham. Thanks for hanging on. Jonathan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to thank you for this opportunity. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Give me a chance to wind down from home. Just piggyback on what you've already been talking about. Work-life balance is a real thing. You have to have it, because if you don't invest in yourself, nobody else will. These large corporations, they aren't investing in you. They're using you until you can't go anymore. And guess what? They go find someone else. So you have to strategically... You have to strategically use your PTO days if possible in order to, keep yourself from breaking down.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Thank you so much for that, Jonathan. Well thought out, well said. Thank you so much. See, got some good folks in Lanham, always. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Janae calling from Maryland. Janae, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Like I told the young lady, I've been working this entire pandemic, no breaks.
continuously going. And I definitely understand the stressors that, just working constantly, taking care of the kids, doing, just everything. And it just all weighs down on your shoulders. And it makes you just want to, just tap out, just like walk away from it all. But these bills have to be paid. So I definitely understand, needing a mental break. I'm actually seeking therapy. I'm going to a therapist.
Good.
And I definitely need to dump some of this stuff on somebody else.
What is the stuff, Janae, that you want to dump?
It's just a lot of different things. Work related stuff, relationship related stuff. Just a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Health related things. It's just been a constant go.
What about
since 2019 up until now? It's a lot.
So, Dr. Roz, what about that therapy piece? Is that part of the break that some people need to take?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think about taking a vacation,
yeah.
But Janae has brought up something that I really didn't think about.
I'm so happy, Janae, that you have recognized that a therapist is important to you. Because so many people think, well, if I go see a therapist, then that means I'm crazy. Not at all.
No.
Yeah, burnout is not a clinically diagnosed. It's not. It's not a disorder. But you still have to take it seriously because the stress of burnout can lead to a lot of physiological impacts that we don't want for you, as well as emotional impacts. So I am so glad that you are recognizing that I need to see a therapist. I need to dump this stuff on her or him so that they can give me a strategy that I can walk away with so that I can feel better at the end of the day so that I am not terrorizing my family when I get back home.
Hmm. When, if I may, Janae, one more question for you. Was it work burnout that made you realize that you wanted to talk to a therapist? Was that kind of the thing that made you realize, hey, it's time for me to dump this stuff, including the other stuff?
As of late, yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt myself, I was listening to you earlier, I found myself snapping at people, getting upset for little things, stuff that I knew was beyond my control, but it just irritated me. I felt irritated by every little thing. So, and I'm not gonna say that was all work related stuff, but I think being here, being at work more than I'm probably anywhere else, has just probably compounded a whole lot of things. And I definitely know that I have to talk to somebody about it.
Janae, yeah. Good health to you. Happy holidays to you. Thank you so much
for
your phone call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Maverick calling from Arlington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Doing just fine, thank you.
Good. So the topic's like workplace burnout. And I just thought that, about a comment my cousin told me earlier this week that, especially for salary folk, the more hours you work, the more you dilute your salary, in a sense. So, really, I just want to share to people, you don't want to sell yourself short. You're getting paid the same amount, and if you work more than 40, 50, 60 hours if you don't have to, you're getting paid less, essentially. So, just to put that in perspective.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Great point.
Okay. Maverick, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Van calling from Capitol Heights. Van, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I have always said that if you don't take care of yourself, nobody else will. Mm-hmm. So what I did was, well, I work in the retail industry. I've been doing this for 20-plus years. I've also done the backside where, you know, I sat in the office for many years. Going back into retail, I found myself being really, really stressed, tired all the time. I was complaining all the time. My kids was worrying me to death. So what I decided was, hey, you know, you're getting a little bit of time off here and there, and then plus you had vacation. So what I did was I took, like, not 1 week, but 2 weeks at a time, because I had that a lot of time. And that gave me a peace of mind, because then I was able to spend that time with my kids. When I went back to work, I was good. So that's what I do now. And, you know, as of Monday, I'll be 50, and this is what I have continued to do. And I'm good with it. I'm one with it.
That sounds like a great plan. What I have noticed is that for some reason, we don't take our vacation days or PTO.
Exactly.
Because we feel like, and you've earned them, you work for them, but we feel like we don't deserve them. So I am very happy to hear that you're like, nope, I am going to maximize my time off and make this work for me because I've earned it.
Mm-hmm. And I think to that point, I know that there are a lot of people who take time off and are still answering email who are still working. They take the day off and they still work.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really understood that.
Yeah, because if I'm off, I'm off. Don't bother me. My out-of-the-office email is on, so if you email me, that's what you're getting. That will be the only response that you get until I come back.
And I think that really needs to be the hard and fast rule.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, Harold. I do think that, I think, was it Maverick, if I'm not mistaken? I do think that sometimes we feel like we have to keep working and proving ourselves. But at the end of the day, you got the job. You don't have to keep proving yourself. Just do the work, because you're competent enough that you got the job. There is nothing to prove. There is no reason to kill yourself at this job, because, again, at the end of the day, if you drop dead, there will be a job posting for your position the very next day.
Hmm. Renee, I'm sorry, Van, thank you so much for your conversation. Let me go to Renee. Renee calling from Maryland. Renee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Renee, are you there? Renee? Renee, give us a call back if you can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So how should people begin to take a break, this mind, body, and spirit break? Let's first talk about short-term breaks before we talk about, you know, the long-term breaks, Dr. Ross.
Got it. We should definitely get into a practice of doing breathing exercises, because here's the truth. Here's what people don't realize. You cannot be anxious and relaxed at the same time. The body will not allow it. And that's the beauty of our body composition. It is physically impossible to be relaxed and anxious at the same time.
Explain that, if you can.
Okay. So if I am, say for instance, if I am nervous, say I'm nervous about being on your show, right? So I'm nervous about that. And my anxiety is making me clammy, and I'm forgetting words, and I'm stuttering, and things of that nature. I know in that moment that I need to take a beat and I need to do some breathing exercises to calm myself down. Because I know once I do the breathing exercises, which can take place in less than 2 minutes, doing breathing exercises, you can calm yourself down within 2 minutes. I know that that is going to be my first line of defense if I am feeling anxious or if I am feeling stressed out. So I know that I have the power to control how I am experiencing the moment. I can either decide to be anxious or I can decide to be relaxed. And so knowing that you have tools that you can use to kind of mitigate the anxiety and stress in your life is going to be your first line of defense. So breathing exercises are wonderful defense because, again, that can calm you down within 2 minutes. Meditation is an excellent, excellent defense because, again, it calms the brain down, it calms the body down, and you begin to feel what it is that you, the stress in your body. And even doing progressive muscle relaxation, feeling what the stress is doing in your body and physically releasing the stress. So breathing exercises can help with that. Meditation can help with that. And you literally have the power to reduce and release the stress in your life, short term. Mm-hmm. You just have to know the tools to use.
And, you know, one of the other things, you know, I mean, you mentioned meditation. I would imagine, you know, for those who are so inclined, you know, prayer doesn't hurt, especially, you know, when you're sitting in the parking lot before you walk into the office, you may have to hit them with the Lord. Don't let me go up in here. Just
absolutely.
and cuss these folks out.
Like, Jesus, take the wheel. Before I get up in here, take the wheel, Jesus, because I don't want to go to jail today. Absolutely.
You may need a lot of that, because I think that you may realize that sometimes that conversation about changing the culture of your job may fall on deaf ears. The culture of your job may not change, and so the change may have to be with you.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true. And what I want people to walk away from tonight, Harold, is knowing that they have the power to make a change in their life. They don't have to depend on anybody else to do that for them. They have the power to do it themselves.
I need to take a break, but when I come back, I do want to talk about two things.
Okay.
I want to talk about vacations.
Okay.
And also the power of the word no.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like where we're going with this.
Yeah. So we're talking about dealing with work burnout. And how to find some relief from it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about dealing with workplace burnout. How do you take a break from it and really get yourself together? Of course, my guest is clinical psychologist Dr. Roz Acre-Black. So, as I said before the break, Dr. Roz, two issues. Vacations. How do you really get your mind set to take a vacation? It's one thing to take time off, but are there things that you can really do to enjoy a vacation and prepare yourself to stop working in your head? This is why I ask. I remember the very first time that I took a real vacation as an adult, and it was actually 20 years ago. I took a vacation to the Dominican Republic. It was 4 days, but it took me 2 days to get comfortable after arriving because I felt that I was missing something at work. How do you prepare your mind for that?
You absolutely have to do a mindset shift. And part of that is because on some unconscious level, you probably think you don't deserve it. You probably don't think that you deserve to have fun or to experience something. such as I think the first caller who was speaking of a little bit of guilt that she was experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do a mind shift and say, you know what, look, I deserve to go on this vacation. I work hard, so I'm going to play even harder. So you got to have a mind shift. And I'm so glad you brought that up because for our 40th, we did a couples trip to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was working. By the time we left that vacation, he had decided he was quitting one of the jobs.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like, I just can't. He was like, it's more to life than just going to work and making money. It's just more to life than that. And I for one, was just very happy that he recognized that because 16-hour days is ridiculous for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. So just knowing that you deserve the luxury, you deserve the fun, you deserve the freedom, will help you get into that mind shift.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned also earlier about the difference between self-care and really taking care of yourself. It seems to me that the line is a fine one. When we were talking to the guest, you mentioned you're not mm-hmm. necessarily talking about a mani-pedi, but taking yourself out to dinner and doing something that you really like. What is the difference between those two?
So self-care really is about self-reflection. It's about getting to know who you are, understanding what you enjoy, understanding what you need in the moment, and emotional intelligence. Understanding what you were feeling in that moment. Understanding what you were thinking in that moment, because your thoughts influence your feelings, and your thoughts and your feelings influence your behavior. So if you are frustrated, if you are irritated, if you're snapping at everyone, like Janae said that she was doing, that's a time where you have to sit back and say, you know, what am I thinking? What's getting me here? Oftentimes, when you're irritated and frustrated to that level, you don't want to be the person that's saying, I don't know why I did that. So your first line of defense is examining your thoughts, because your thoughts are going to tell you exactly how you're feeling, and your thoughts and your feelings are going to definitely tell you why you did whatever the behavior is that you did. So I always say positive thoughts, positive feelings, positive behavior. Negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative behavior.
And the other thing, and I think this is so important, this is one of those Oprah Winfrey kind of situations that I remember so well, but it is new, it's nuanced, because, and it's the power of saying no. And I remember during the Oprah Winfrey show, she talked about learning how to tell people no and not to be... This was not something that you would be malicious about or anything like that. And she was talking about people in your life. And you know, certainly you can't necessarily say no on your job. I mean, you don't want to tell your boss mm-hmm. no. But mm-hmm. I do mean that there are some tasks that may be, particularly for people who are entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
that may be like you were talking about your husband, for example, where there may be the additional things that you may that may be optional, that may be related to work, additional tasks that you have always said yes to, that maybe it's time for you to say no to. Your thoughts about that as it relates to burning the candle at both ends, the burnout piece.
So I am one of those people who couldn't just say no.
No, not you.
Oh, yeah, me. I would have to say no with an excuse. I can't do it because I got to do this, and I can't do it because I got to do that. And what I've had to learn, what self-care did for me, is that I had to learn that no is a complete sentence. I can't do it because I don't want to commit myself to something, and I don't want to do it because I'm going to show up in that spirit of not wanting to do it. So I'd rather not give you that energy from me. I'd rather you have the positive energy from me. So I think unconsciously, we think if we tell people no, that we're letting people down and that we're being seen as not responsible and not dependable. And that's that whole people pleaser in us. But at the end of the day, if it's not something that you truly desire to do, you shouldn't do it. And even on your job, if it's something that you do not feel like you're the best person for, it, you can always be solution-oriented and say, you know what, thank you for the opportunity, but I don't think I'm the best candidate to fill this or to manage this. I would like to suggest so-and-so because they have this skill set. So you can always offer a solution when you say no.
That and that may still be solution-oriented, as you said. This is, again, this isn't just, you know, the physical drag yourself out of bed issue about going to work. It is a mental thing. And and it is, as Janae was saying, the emotional piece of snapping at people, you know, and getting mad at stuff. You know, why is this floor on the floor? Who put this, floor here? You know,
exactly.
And as you said, the meditation piece, it is the spiritual piece as well. And so it is indeed, you know, fourfold. Is there a point at which you may need to reconsider the kind of job that you're doing, and that you may need to consider a career change or the walk away piece?
I mean, this is the pivot season. This is a time to explore what makes you happy, what doesn't make you happy. And this is a time to really have a very honest conversation with yourself, very honest conversation with yourself. And I don't necessarily tell people, quit your job and go start your own business. I don't necessarily do that because being an entrepreneur is stress. If you don't work, you don't eat. At least with a job, you know that you are guaranteed a paycheck every 2 weeks. If you go to work faithfully, that may not be the case at entrepreneurship. So you may be creating more stress for yourself. So this is the time, this is where I say self-care really is about self-evaluation and self-reflection, because you get to the truth of who you are and what it is that you desire and what it is that you want to do, what makes you happy, what doesn't make you happy. Knowing those things about yourself makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Any final thoughts about this piece as we reflect on the end of this year and trying to stay healthy?
Absolutely. If you feel that you are absolutely overwhelmed and you cannot pull yourself together, everything that you know how to do in your own power is not working, please seek professional help.
Yeah. I think that's a word.
Yeah.
That is definitely a word. Dr. Raj, thank you so much for sharing with us. I really appreciate it. You stay healthy and happy, and we'll be talking soon.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me. Have a good one. Happy holidays if I don't talk to you before Christmas.
Absolutely. You know we will. Tell your husband I said hey.
I will. I'll tell him.
All righty. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, December 3rd. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night, and have a wonderful weekend.